This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. For $30 off your first week, please visit HelloFresh.com and use promo code CADCAST30. That's HelloFresh.com and code CADCAST30. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm tired.
Welcome to CADCAST episode 534. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who has even more energy than I do, Wombat.
I've got all the energy.
Shout it.
Ooh.
That's weak.
That's all I got.
I'm so tired that my brain actually did shut down while I was supposed to do that intro, and I just...
Why are you tired? You can't take a nap during the day?
You do nothing. I was busy. I was very busy today. I'm sick also. I actually did get back into bed at 8:20 a.m. when I say goodbye to Ty, and for about an hour. But I had to get stuff. I had to get ready for the big raffle draw that we had this
morning.
I've
been up since 2 a.m.
Why?
Because Elliot was throwing up everywhere.
You weren't throwing up, though.
No, but I had to clean it. My wife would walk in the room and go, "Ugh, I can't, the smell. Ugh, ugh." Oh, yeah. And I'd go in there, and then I would clean up everything. And then after I cleaned it up, then I threw up because of the smell.
No, you didn't.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. So I went in, I held it all together while I was doing all the cleaning. And then when I was done cleaning and I like left the room and the... 25 minutes it took me to clean his room because he literally threw up on everything.
Oh, no.
Once that like passed over me, it was like, all right, and now it's your turn. And I got just walked into the bathroom, got it all out of my system, and then went right back and finished cleaning and making his bed.
Wow.
And that was at 2 a.m. And then I crawled back into bed sometime around 3 something. And then my alarm went off at 5. and now I hate everybody. So, you know.
Right. Well, okay. You win. I think I know what I'm going to get you guys for the holidays, I think. Like a vomit bucket. Family vomit bucket.
Family vomitorium bucket. Please, I gave Elliot first woke up and said he was feeling nauseous. So I handed him a plastic bag and I said, if you think you're going to throw up in this.
Oh, that's too hot. Plastic bag? What is he, a horse? Yeah.
Yes.
You need a solid, like a big wide area, like big thing.
He threw up on the plastic.
Of course. Of course.
And what just a rookie move.
That was your fault.
That was a rookie move. You must have been half asleep when you handed him that bag.
You had Maybe. To give him something that has some stiffness there to it.
Yeah, because like, he's got a. I don't disagree. In hindsight, again, it was 2 a.m.
Right. So. Yeah, no, I could see myself doing the same thing. Or like handing him like a Dixie cup. Like, this is good.
Yeah, just throw up in this. But it was just like, I didn't even know his stomach held that much content.
Right, that's so gross. All right, let's talk about something else, because people might be eating or something.
And he stayed home from school today, and he'll be home again tomorrow. So lucky right. him.
Well, I hope he feels better soon.
Yeah, me too.
Anybody throwing up in your house, Ship? How's the vomit over there?
We're all good on vomit currently. We had some of that last week. But,
good, but you didn't. It didn't cause you to vomit.
I held it down.
Well, come on, you pass out when you watch someone draw blood.
Well, so. I do not vomit unless it's absolutely necessary, though. I am going to lay down and keep this in.
This is
come out the other end.
Let me process this. Right. I can process this.
Just gotta lay here for long enough. Just lay here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't throw up. Well, I don't know. I guess that's not true. I don't know. I don't drink a lot. So when
I, neither do I. Although I'm going to, you remember my wife's 40th birthday?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Remember we went to that cool bar where it looks like a museum and you don't know it's a bar? Yeah.
It looks like a house.
It looks like a
plastic house.
They opened a new one close to my house. And this one is a reservation only. It's like a weird, like a whole experience. It's a very unusual kind of place.
What does that mean, a whole experience?
I don't know. It's a secret.
What?
Yeah. Like, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. And this one is at least at a storefront, but it has like a, you know, like a glass storefront. Think of like any storefront. But when you open the door, it's a wall, and the wall is just full of doorknobs, like something out of Alice in Wonderland.
So it's like Jekyll and Hyde.
And they don't tell you which doorknob to turn to get in.
Right.
And they haven't shown pictures of the new interior. They haven't shown pictures of the new interior yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the menu is.
How many strains of flu are on those doorknobs?
I don't know, but I know that I'm going on Saturday night. So
nice. That sounds fun. I can't wait to hear what they did.
Speaking of drinking, they do fancy cocktails, which is why what made me think.
I have never thrown up due to drinking.
Well, then you did not have a good college career.
I mostly throw up from drinking. That's my primary cause of vomiting. I just can't handle alcohol too much, too well. I can't. I go from like buzzed to too drunk and nauseous and vomiting. And that's it, basically.
That's it? There's no in between? I rarely throw up from drinking, but I have. I can't say I never have.
I mean, if I drink two beers, I'll be okay. I'll be
but
buzzed.
But three, and it's goodbye Seattle.
Three could be a problem. Depends
I had a lot
how big
of drinks
the beer.
At the zoo. We went to a Valentine's event at the zoo.
Oh, nice.
I learned a lot about how animals copulate. There was a program that went along with it.
Wow. Are you supposed to bring your kids to this or no?
No. This was a date night.
Oh,
thing.
That's
like
nice.
A fancy dinner, like prime rib and filet and everything.
Oh, cool.
At the zoo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Did you know that... a female tiger will have sex 300 times in 3 days when she's ready to go.
Wow. With the same guy or different guys?
No.
Different guy tigers?
Just,
like,
yeah.
How
is
many?
Is that why your nickname in college was Tiger?
Mm-hmm. But how many men are involved? Men tigers? Male tigers?
They didn't tell us that.
That's important to the story, I feel. Because I want to know, like, if the guys are lucky, too.
Well, I'm sure they are.
But how, like, you know, like,
300
how
times
lucky?
In 3 days. Like, there's not, I don't think tigers live in, like, packs of 300. I don't think they're only all getting it once a day.
Wow. I don't know, like, I'm trying to figure out if that date night would make me horny or not by the end of the evening.
They
or if I would
just condoms.
Like, elephant condoms?
That'd ours had good. There's a couple different ones. Ours had polar bears on it. It said save the polar bears. Use a condom.
What does that mean? No more people. Yeah, no more fucking people. Please.
Right, that's what it means exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Save everything. Nice. All right.
Look forward to your polar bear condom review on the site soon.
Right. We went to the New York Open tennis match at the Nassau Coliseum.
I saw that picture. I can't believe they have tennis now in Nassau Coliseum.
There was like 10 people there. It was pretty amazing how few people there were there. Like, I've been to two tennis. This is my second tennis match that I've been to. The other one was at the U.S. Open. Somehow my parents get free tickets from somebody sometimes. And they're usually.
Did you get the Sunday?
No. I was only there for like.
That's
I was barely there because I had to pick up Ty from
school. It's from Seinfeld.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, so we went to this thing last night because this Japanese player was going to be there. And I know Mrs. Chibi, like most Japanese people, are fans of this guy because he's like a real up-and-coming, highly ranked guy. His name is like Kei Nishikori or something like that. And the tickets were reasonably priced and you could see like there's nobody fucking there. Like a ticket to the U.S. Open could be hundreds of dollars. And I think I got fifth row for like $50 or something. So anyway, we saw this guy. This guy played. His name was – fuck, I forgot his name. He was 6'10", this dude. And he was playing tennis for a living. And his serve was so strong that the other guy looked like a midget. And he may have been a midget compared to him. This guy was blowing serves by the other dude. It was the other guy didn't even bother moving to try to get the serve. He would just watch it go by him without even reaching for it or anything. It's like 130 something miles an hour, which seems fast to me. I don't know. But he wound up losing even with that great serve, and even though he was favorited. But it was pretty fun sitting fifth row. I mean, you could like talk to the players because there was it was pin drop quiet in there. Anyway, how about some show feedback? From
there was a lot of it. 5 pages.
Right, because of the Dr. Disrespect stuff.
Yes, as Doc Samson had to say, this CADcast thread also has the most comments of any in months. Just saying, and he is not wrong. Yes, all about Dr. Disrespect and how Cheapy doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's not true. People supported me, and I got messages on Twitter of support and emails of support.
And you totally got, like, people were, like tweeting things with screen caps of your nonsense.
That is nonsense. It was a long conversation.
Look at this toolbox.
Exactly. It was exactly like that.
I know. Look at what this schmo has to say.
I was like, oh, man. Like, you know, a look screen this, cap of like 1/15th of a conversation that I had with somebody. And then, you know, and then everybody else, then so this guy tweets it out and then everybody else has to have their comments about it. Well, you know, and they're even less informed about what's going on, what the discussion's about. I don't care. It was all fine. I lost 0 minutes of sleep from it.
I'm sure.
And it's not really about Dr. Disrespect.
You didn't even lose your second round of sleep after you put your son on the bus.
I didn't sleep. I just laid there and was hoping that like I was going to be able to do the raffle draw later. I had to do it because, you know, we're going away on vacation. Yep. Stuff. Anyway, I don't know. The point was that maybe not everything is either like a 1 or a 10, right? Like we're not either completely fine with something or 100% outraged this guy's a garbage human being. There's levels to everything. That was the sort of the gist of what I was trying to get to. But anyway, what else do we have in the show feedback?
We have witty nickname, and many people felt the need to tell me that I was saying moniker when I meant to say modicum. But for all I know, I was saying modicum and maybe it just sounded like moniker. And I also don't care. So
also, fuck you.
Yeah. I also could give a crap all 5 people that had to tell me as if that was going to like, oh, I better take some serious stock and change my lifestyle.
Was it something did multiple times or was it just like a one off?
I have no idea.
Right. I can understand if you kept saying it over and over again and people felt like maybe they were trying to help you and say, hey, but a one off mistake, you know, that happens to me.
Nobody's
all the time.
Perfect. Nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Nobody's nerfed. Mm-hmm. So let's see. And the last is from Fornicator in regards to Cheapy Gang. Shout out to Tycoon. And I'm not doing a tongue roll.
I can't even do it.
No.
People seem to like trade your game.
Yeah, it was. I think it went over well. You should be proud.
It was a lot of fun to do, and I already have an idea for another one, but I'll probably write it while I'm visiting grandma and grandpa.
Sure.
You know, while I'm sitting there for 2 seconds, but I'm going to spend very little time on it, just like the other one. That's the key. That way, when it sucks, I can just say, "Oh, I only spent like a day on it." All right, we have to watch this, bitches. I think so.
Yeah.
There's a new series on Netflix called Dirty Money. It's a documentary series about corporate greed. And the first episode is about the Volkswagen diesel engine.
I've heard of that. Yes, I've heard about this show in that episode.
Yes, and even if you've heard about it, you know, it was a big story in the news before this show came out. You have to watch at least the first episode of it. I've only watched the first episode so far. It's outstanding. It's about an hour and change. But it's just, man, these guys really wanted to sell cars. And they just did not care.
They did not give a flop.
They did not give a flying fuck.
Nope.
Even about like the optics of gassing of Germans gassing people for testing. You got to watch it. It's just, it's amazing. And every episode is about something totally different. It's not all about the Volkswagen thing. So I know one is about some drug cartel. One is about Trump. One is about, I don't know, there's like 15, 10 or something, 10 of them. Check it out. It's called it's called Dirty Money.
That's the next show.
Right. It's by Alex Gibney, who is an Oscar-winning director.
Cool.
The next show is Altered Carbon, which I know Shipwreck has read the book. Mm-hmm. And I doubt that you've watched any of it, right?
I've had brunch with the author.
Really?
Yeah. He was the writer of Crisis 2, I think. Was that I got flown out to New York for the Crisis junket at some point.
Vaguely.
And we had brunch with him.
That was money well spent, by the way, flying you out there for that junket.
I talked about Crisis. I'm still bringing it up like 5 years later. So they got their money's worth.
I take it all back. Yes. So
I'm trying to remember what that game was.
Crisis 2?
Yeah.
Crisis 2, the guy with the big black sinewy suit.
I could see it in my head. And
it wasn't
like,
the one that was on the beach, I don't think.
No, that's Far Cry.
No, they had a beach one.
So did Far Cry.
I know.
Crisis 2 was the one where you were.
Well, it's
in
all
New
in
York
the Cry
City.
Engine.
Yes, that was the city one.
Was all like apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Isn't that Prototype?
That I think they've made a few apocalyptic New York City ones.
Prototype is the one with a hoodie, right?
No, that's that's the other one with the Native American guy.
No. Prototype is the one where you jump from building to building, right? And you have
Prototype
a hoodie.
Is the tendrils stuff.
Yeah, he had a hoodie.
Yeah, but there's also the same game that came out the PlayStation exclusive.
With a hoodie?
Infamous.
Oh, nah. Oh. Anyway, Altered Carbon. We're talking about Altered Carbon.
Spider-Man. They've also had games with him in New York City. Where are we going with this, Wombat?
Who knows?
We're not going in. I don't know.
Altered Carbon.
Mm-hmm.
It's
The Division.
I think it's real. I haven't read the book, so I don't know anything about the books or how it differs from the series, but Miss GB and I are really very impressed with it. She gets a little confused. It can be pretty confusing, but the production on it is just unbelievable. I mean, it looks like a movie. Some of the scenes, it just looks like it cost a lot of money. It looks like a AAA movie. They got flying cars, Blade Runner vibe. It's really well done. I think anybody who likes sci-fi has got to check out Altered Carbon on Netflix. Wombat. How come you never watch anything that I tell you to watch? Either
How come you don't watch anything I tell you to watch?
I do. Well, because you come on. Look, my stuff is a lot more like in our wheelhouse. You tell me to watch
On Netflix this week, I watched Fred Armisen's new stand-up special.
I would watch that. Okay, I would watch that.
It's really good, actually. I'm not even a huge Fred Armisen fan. I mean, I've watched Portlandia, but I'm not, like, oh, he's the best. But I really enjoyed his stand-up special more than I thought I would. I highly recommend it. It's interesting. I don't know if that's like how you want to describe a stand-up special, but it's really interesting in addition to being, fun to watch.
Is it family-friendly by any chance?
It's not family-friendly. I'm trying to think. I don't think he's
not talking about boners or anything like that.
No, it's not like the Chris Rock special that came out this week, which I'm almost through. I'm like 90% done with that one.
Is that good?
It's good. It's good. It's not bad. It's not his best, but it's also far from bad.
Okay.
So I watched that this week, and I watched the George Clooney episode of the David Letterman show.
Nice. You're very busy.
I watch it on the train. I could download it
right,
and watch it.
Right.
So
do not watch Altered Carbon on the train.
No, I actually liked I thought the George Clooney interview was more interesting than the Barack Obama interview that David Letterman did also for that series. The Barack Obama one felt a little, he didn't really ask him much, and it just wasn't as, there's a lot going on in George Clooney's world like how he got to where he is and what he has now and what he's doing now that's very interesting and things you may not know, like all his charity work and and all that kind of fun stuff and how, you know, he basically accidentally made $1 billion, that kind of stuff.
Is that from the tequila or something?
From the tequila, yeah, the tequila thing. They talk about that. Like, oh, we should make a tequila. Yeah, let's have our friends drink it. Yeah, hey, someone wants to buy it. All right, I'm a billionaire now.
Right.
Yeah, because that's a nice way to live your life.
I saw his face on a truck, so that's why I made a guess.
Yeah.
What are those, like an hour each one?
Yeah, that's also, yeah, that's only an hour.
How come he's only interviewing these liberal guys? How come, where's Chris, Kid Rock?
There's, yeah, I don't
Howard
know.
Stern is going to be next.
Yeah, is he? Oh, cool.
I was just kidding. I don't want him to interview any.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't care who he interviews. I still haven't watched any of them. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and asks, Black Panther movie plans, guys? Wamba, you got your tickets already, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to, I was going to say tomorrow. Well, for people listening to this, I'm going tomorrow, Saturday in the afternoon, right before we go to Cork and Kerry.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says, Shipwreck reboot of DC Supergirls is coming in 2019 by competent animators, Lauren Faust.
Okay. She does the My Little Pony stuff.
Competent.
Yeah. No, that's
the New York Times says competent about My Little Ponies.
I was fine with the current DC Supergirl stuff because Emmeline enjoys it. Not as much as she enjoys the Lego Batman movies that she's watched a million times, but
yeah, I bet those are good.
The Lego Batman, they're cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else we got here? Some CAG news. I did the raffle draw today for the big Puerto Rico charity raffle, and that was a lot of fun.
Shipwreck won. Wombat
won. Wombat won nothing. Shipwreck won three different prizes.
What'd you win? Shipwreck
bought a lot
win?
More tickets than you, probably, Wombat.
He did buy more tickets. I don't know about a lot more, but he bought more tickets than me.
Bought a lot, I saw.
Yeah, he did buy a lot. How many, what did he win?
Yeah, I don't know. He won a bundle. I told you what he won.
You could only remember two things. You even remember the third thing
here,
at this point?
He won a Steam bundle that contained Dead Rising 2, Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and NBA 2K17. He won the dog golf something.
You know, I don't even know what that is.
Shipwreck, you know that? Hold on. I better get
dog
that name
on
right.
Golf?
No. Dorf on Golf. You want a VHS copy of Dorf on Golf.
That's not a bad price. Is it?
You would
if
fucking
it's
love
signed
that,
by Tim really Conway.
Hold on. I'm since they gave us the dog gone
golfing.
Yes, dog gone golfing.
That is $1.99 value.
It sure is. We had 20 of them to give away.
Nice.
And you got one of them. Thank you, Vagabond Games, for giving us those keys.
Yeah. No. I will definitely check it out. I just
there was some other prize, and what was the other thing you won? I forget. It wasn't like anything terribly exciting. I don't think.
I'm sure it's probably the one you can't remember. Is probably the only one he would want. So
it's okay. We'll you know. I haven't looked at the spreadsheet. Anyway, it was a lot of fun to do that. The raffle. It's Super Programmer John set up this like cool draw graphic, and I had it all up on Twitch doing it live. It looked. Like I showed it to Mrs. Cheapy. She thought it looked professional. So that's, she says it looked professional. I believe her.
If especially you weren't lucky enough to win Doggone Golfing, it's actually on sale right now through the 19th of February for 49 cents.
Wow.
Where? Is that a Steam game?
It's a Steam game.
Okay.
Your prize.
So now it's a 49 cent value. So
the value of your prize just got rocked.
49 cents.
I hope you weren't planning on retiring with these prizes. Anyway, so I think
the game looks good though. Looks
yeah, really yeah, good. And they gave
I'm
us.
I'm sure it's adorable.
We gave away always some, sometimes monsters. We had a lot of great prizes. It was really cool.
Gave away some injustices, right?
Oh, what happened to the injustice? You know what? I never fucking gave away the injustice.
I sent those to you months ago.
I know, and somehow.
You better find those.
No, I have it. Oh, I have it. I have it. It never made it over to the... You know what? We'll just carry that over to the next. I was just going to say, we're going to do more of these because it was a lot of fun and I don't think it was too difficult. And Super Programmer John did all the hard work by putting together all the interface and everything. So, yeah. Thank you, everybody who participated. It was really great. $19,000 for Puerto Rico.
Excellent.
Excellent. All right. You know what? Before we do new releases, why don't we talk about something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts? Gun control. No. HelloFresh. You thought I was going to, you know.
I don't know where you're. Let's talk about HelloFresh because it's an amazing product. It's super convenient. They have great food choices. We are all subscribers, and it's awesome because the food's really good.
Right. It's a meal delivery kit service. They shop, plan, and deliver the food right to your doorstep in an insulated box. You pick out all your meals for the week. You can use the app or the website, and all the meals come in one box right to your door. You can choose what day it arrives, and it'll come that day every week until you... You know, you can skip weeks as you like. It's really super convenient. I've been doing it three times a week.
And it's super easy. Even stuff like, you know, I skipped this week because it's Girl Scout week. And Girl Scout week is just always very hectic.
Nothing but cookies.
Yes.
You're on the all-cookie diet.
All cookie week. And but it's so, but you know, you could do it on the app. You push one button, it skips the week, and then the following week your food just comes as normal, and it couldn't be any easier. And yeah, it's great.
It's really good. This week we made Japanese panko pork.
Nice.
And it's really interesting. Like when I first started doing HelloFresh, like it's been over a year now. I would follow the recipe like to the letter, everything. But now, like, I got an air fryer, so I'm like, oh, let me try making the Japanese panko pork in the air fryer. That could be like good thing. This that way, I'm not like cooking it in the oil. Maybe it's healthier. And I did, and it was great. It was really fun and delicious. It tasted, you know, and I had fed it to Japanese people. That's how you know it was good.
Nice, even better.
So of course, HelloFresh makes it easy, so easy to cook. It's less than $10 a meal. The recipes take you around 30 minutes to do, and you can all feel confident when cooking HelloFresh because the recipes are so simple and they're outlined and pictured on instruction cards. So we want you to head over to HelloFresh.com and enter coupon code CADCAST30, and you'll get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. It's awesome. I think it would be even hard to choose like your favorite meal. It'd be impossible. That's how good it is. Let's move on to multiplatforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff.
Are we skipping over new releases?
Oh, no. We are not skipping over new releases.
Okay.
I made a mistake.
All right. You've Hit never me. Made one of those before.
Never. It's the first time. Everybody write it down. What was that noise?
That was me. I was gonna say something, and then I was like, and I couldn't. You get got the tired, words out.
Right?
Yeah. I couldn't get a moniker of sound out.
That was just like Wombat's like soul. Like I don't know. Like your dreams being crushed. It was like everything.
It kind of was because I'm like. I'm not even gonna get into it.
It was like a sound of all seasons. I feel
nothing ever goes the way you want it to. That's all I'm gonna say. It's been a rough week.
I'm sorry.
It's been a rough.
It's almost over, dude. It's almost over.
Oh, I know.
We'll all be dead soon. It's almost over.
Oh, I've been dead inside for years.
No, I meant really dead. Actually,
I know. I know. I can't wait.
Let's do the new releases. Let's get back in an upbeat and
yes,
and talk about all the hot releases.
We're
going to
talk about.
Is it pronounced iron? Is that like you're supposed to do?
I actually looked up how it was pronounced. Actually, I didn't look up how it was pronounced. I accidentally read how it was pronounced. It's pronounced fee.
Fee.
I was going to say it should be fe. But I guess it's fee.
So this is one of these games that you like, TP, that like as like you just wander around a little bit.
And it looks like a like an acid trip, right?
Yeah.
Sort of with animals.
I've been playing one of these type. I have not. I this looks like it's getting okay reviews. Not
fair reviews, you mean?
Yeah.
How the reviews?
But
I'm trying to like look it up, but I'm like typing in FE into Google, and I'm like, that's not going to help
type
me
it
at
into
all.
Into YouTube.
Type game after it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Spell it wrong.
But I have been playing one of these wandering games because the Microsoft Store had Abzu on sale for $10.
I have that game.
I realized after I ordered it and it came that I also already had that game. So
probably on the PlayStation 4?
No, I have two copies of it on Xbox One.
Disc copies?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Raffle prize.
I feel like it was free on PlayStation Plus at one point.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be a reason why I have it.
Meanwhile, this Fee game looks really cool. I'm watching a video of it right now.
It's an EA game, so it has loot boxes.
Fee?
Yeah.
It's a Fee is
EA Originals game. It's just one of those ones.
It does not have loot boxes.
Those indie games that they publish.
It looks cool.
Abzu's pretty boring.
It's no Subnautica.
You go swimming. I played that game. Elliot enjoyed watching me play that game.
I don't know. I fell asleep.
Good thing you have two copies.
Right. I'm like, oh, this thing's like 2 hours long. And then I'm like, why does it feel like I've been playing this for 6 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds about right.
And it's just, it's made by one of the people who made Journey, right? Abzu?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so basically it's just Journey under the sea.
I like how we were supposed to be talking about new releases and you're talking about Abzu.
That's all right. This reminded me.
Fee.
If you like Abzu, you're going to love
Iron.
Right. Underwater
Journey.
Looks
cool though. Watch a video.
Makes it,
yeah. Right? Fee is Iron, right? I'm not making that up.
You got it.
Did not make that up. Somebody else made that up a long time ago.
Okay. That was clever.
Rad Rogers looks like something I would like to play. That's a new release.
I will watch a video of that right now.
All right.
Rad Rogers.
Yep.
I also have no idea what that
is. It's a 2D retro style platformer.
It's a shipwreck game.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Like Feh was a cheapy game. Rad Rogers is a shipwreck game.
Why are there no more Wombat games? Do people just not like me anymore?
Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
I finished Ghost Recon. What am I supposed to do? I know. I finished it. I 100%ed it.
Well, you said there's no more Wombat games, and I said they just made one.
Maybe you were the market for
Metal Gear Survive.
I don't think so. But you know what I started playing yesterday?
Is there a new release?
No, I started playing Skyrim.
You fucker. On Switch?
No, I don't have it on the Switch. I just was playing my Xbox version.
How dare you? Somebody slap that controller right out of this man's hands.
I'm like, I've never played as a wood elf. It's something new. I'm like, yeah, the world is a trash heap. I'm going to play some Skyrim.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
Elf.
Secret of Mana. Else? That's a new RPG. That's an old RPG that's out.
I say, that's not new.
It's $40 worth of Secret of Mana. They did some stuff to this, right? Obviously.
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm sure they didn't do enough.
Kotaku says, Secret of Mana remake makes a great game worse.
They did something to it.
Right. It is really one of those things that you're like, you don't really need to do anything with this. Just put it back out.
Wait a minute. There's a game called Space Invaders Extreme for PC, and it's also on Xbox 360. Oh, this is that old one.
That old, yeah.
Oh, because it has an 81 on Metacritic. All right.
I don't know if you know this, but they just release a lot of old games anymore.
Yeah, I guess they do.
I don't even know what Metal Gear Survive is.
Zombies,
I think everybody that likes Metal Gear is mad at it, and I don't know if that's because it's not a Kojima production.
Yes, that is why.
Right.
Is it just like a multiplayer Metal Gear thing? It sounds like it should be multiplayer.
Metal Gear Battle Royale.
That would probably be something that people would enjoy.
I don't know. I have not been keeping up with Metal Gear Survive other than...
It looks like, what's that game with the zombie, where you're State of Decay?
Okay.
I'm just watching a video of it, and 5 seconds in, it looks like he's
Metal
got a
Gear Survive, the bizarre zombie horde survival game that really has nothing to do with Metal Gear.
Right.
All right, then.
All right. What else?
Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2 are coming to the Switch. Those are good games. You guys have Switches, yep. Right?
I do, yeah. And I finished Bayonetta.
Maybe you're interested in Bayonetta 2.
Anybody else in this crew could say they finished Bayonetta?
I definitely did.
Fucker. Did you play the first 90% of the game and get so frustrated that you put the game down for 6 months and didn't come back to it until then and then finished it finally?
No, I remember it felt like 6 months on like a motorcycle level towards the end.
I don't know if was it a
motorcycle or on the rock. It was one of like rockets, a vehicle based level towards the end of Bayonetta 1 where it just like went on forever.
You're not really selling me on this game here, guys.
Oh God. It was
No, it's great. It's a great game. It's just
it needed a little editing.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time you got to the end, you're like, I want this to be.
I get it already. Yeah. I get it. I was fun and now you're killing me. Like if the game was 8 hours, I forget. It was like 2 hours too long, at least. Which is a weird thing to say.
Wait until you do the final boss fight in Ghost Recon.
People usually don't complain that games are too long. Not
Ghost
like
Recon
that,
might
anyway.
Be too long.
I don't know. I did it. I got and I collect. Like I said, I collected every skill point.
Wow.
Every weapon.
Wow.
Every weapon piece and every medal, and I did every mission, and I got to see both endings. Because first they make you watch the bad ending, and then a little pop up comes on and says, "You did everything. So do this thing, and then you can watch the good ending." I'm like, "All right."
I'll oh wow!
So you I got really to see it. The good ending.
I'm like 40 something hours into that game, and I've only like 100%ed all the bottom regions on the map.
I didn't do like all of the troop upgrade missions because you upgrade your troops early. You know, you don't need to. I fully upgraded my troops without having to do all the missions, and I probably could have collected more supplies. But you know, I did pretty good. I mean, I have all those weapons and weapon parts.
How many hours?
I needed 15.
Did you check
scopes.
Your hours on this game?
I didn't. I guess I could check it out on the Xbox app.
I'd like to know. I would like to know because I bought both of these guys this game because I wanted them to play with me, and yep. They both wound up playing way more than I did.
It, as you said, it's probably the most enjoyed gift you ever bought anybody, and I will agree.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Xbox Gifting, for giving me that experience. That is cool.
I can unequivocally say that I thoroughly enjoyed this game, probably more than any game I played in. I can't remember the last time I 100%ed a game.
Well,
probably
I knew that you wouldn't play it otherwise because it seems like it's completely not your thing.
And like on paper, it is you exactly. It's like, what? It's a what? A shooter?
No, right. There's no way
co-op?
I can convince you, right?
Yeah, like, I need to play with other people, but you don't. You don't need to do any of those things. So I was burned by The Division, which I think is, you know, I had that in my head still.
Mm. I bet you that they've made changes to The Division so that it's maybe more like Ghost Recon. I feel like, you know, that's what they
I
do
consider,
now.
They fix I consider, and games. I, that was, yeah, I was this close to putting that disc back in and being like, I wonder how, because I know they've really done a lot of patches.
I heard it's really good.
Uh-oh. One of these days.
Better than fucking Skyrim again. I know they just had a big event. My friend was very excited about it. He's like, kept telling me about the global event. Anyway, what else we got new releases?
Some more indie games came to the Switch. Mm-hmm. I've played some of these, actually. Aqua Kitty. I don't know what UDX is, but I'm sure that's Ultra Deluxe or something. That's a fun little shooter game. And Zeo Drifter is a good Metroid type game.
I want to know about this game that I'm highlighting right here.
Okay. Pool Billiard.
Yes, that is an excellently named game.
Yeah.
I have a new game coming out actually later this holiday. It's called Ping Pong Table Tennis. I think you'll all really enjoy it.
I put 105 hours into Ghost Recon.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I got 27 achievements. 610 out of 1,500 points. That's probably most of the single player ones.
I would basically have to have bought somebody jewelry or like a, you know, a watch or something for them to have gotten more hours of enjoyment out of a gift.
Can I read you some of the features of Pool Billiard?
Please do.
That's featured on Nintendo's eShop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pool Billiard. A 3D pool billiards game that uses the Joy-Con controller's brand new capabilities to make it feel like you're holding a real cue.
HD Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the classic game of 9-ball. Another classic can get really heated, 8-ball.
I'm watching the trailer
right
now.
A blast once you get the rules, rotation. Enjoy beating your own high score in Basic Game.
Basic Game. That's a good name. They really got the naming down. They got Pool Billiard and Basic Game.
I like Basic Game.
This trailer is pretty spectacular, by the way. I highly recommend checking it out. It doesn't resemble really any trailer that I've ever seen before in that, I don't know, it's...
Are you familiar with the developer? Oh, Russia.
What's it called?
Oh, Russia.
Oh, Russia.
It's like, oh, who hacked the elections again?
Oh, Russia.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's Oh, Russia, one word. Uh-huh. All right. Good job, Pool Billiards.
No, Pool Billiard.
Pool Billiard. Pool Billiard.
Pool with capital P.
Yes.
Billiard, all capital letters.
Mm-hmm. The trailer does have 240 views, so.
We spent a lot of time talking about this game. Do I have any news and stuff this week?
Yeah.
Well, you don't hear about puzzle puppers?
No, I'm done.
Wait a minute, though. On the title screen of Pool Billiard.
Oh, my God.
It only says billiard.
Well, that's because they know it's Pool Billiard. They don't have to tell you.
The trailer says in the title, Pool Billiard Trailer. But then when you actually play the trailer, it just says billiard.
Send them a letter.
Oh, Russia, you don't know what's going on. These guys are obviously not focused on this, if you know what I mean, on the game. This is probably a cover for their like Twitter bot ring.
If you like Pool Billiard, you may also like Dragon Quest Builders, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Special Edition, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild Explorers Edition. Thank you for those recommendations.
Yeah, those are right on. Anything else for new releases?
I think Wombat's tired of. What about Joe Deaver's Lone Wolf? I'm pretty sure my orthodontist's name was Joe Deaver.
Wait, what's the game?
Joe Deaver's Lone Wolf.
Who's Joe Deaver?
My orthodontist.
Know. No. It's probably not. Now I got to
know. Do you go to that dentist that killed the lion? Is that who that is?
No. It looks like Dark Souls, but worse. No, it looks like a mobile game. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes, mobile
game. You can get the Steam version on sale for right now for $3.74.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's on. Oh, it's coming. It's coming to Xbox One also. It's good. Good news.
Joe Deaver is the writer. This is a brand new adventure written by Joe Deaver.
You know,
it's good for him.
Back in the day, the game developers, the people involved making the game, they had their name right on the box. And now Joe's bringing it back.
Sure. David Crane's Amazing Tennis.
I mean, everything. Their names are right on the box. All those Activision games. All right, now we're ready for Wombat's multi-platforming and Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. Has everybody been enjoying the Chinese New Year event?
Huh?
Crickets.
You're still talking about that in the Overwatch?
I don't know. It's good.
I'm too busy playing Skyrim.
Okay. It's fun. I've been playing Capture the Flag. It's a lot of fun. And speaking of Overwatch, we've got some loot box news. This is actually, I think, pretty significant, actually. So a U.S. senator named Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire has sent an open letter to the ESRB, and she is urging it to review the completeness of the board's ratings, processes, and policies as they relate to loot boxes, and to take into account the potential harm these types of microtransactions may have on children. Because if you remember, the ESRB came out and said that they would not be doing anything to note a game has loot boxes or anything of that. So now a U.S. senator has come forward and contacted the ESRB. ESRB works for the game publishers. So they're basically asking the game publishers to take a look at this. Now, the one thing that the game publishers don't want is to have like a congressional hearing or really any more anybody talking about this at all. So I actually think something's going to come from this.
I don't see why it wouldn't, because I see it similarly to like if you're looking at something on the Apple App Store.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you like this game has in-app purchases.
Well, so do games on the Xbox when you buy them digitally.
Wouldn't be that far-fetched to just say this game like has loot boxes. Like,
yeah.
I don't even think they're going to...
Random chance paid.
They're not going to do that.
Content.
Here's what's going to happen. They don't want loot boxes to appear on the box at all. But they will concede like what the mobile space has already done and say, mark the boxes that say they have, what do they call
in-app
it? In-game purchase or something. Yeah. They'll come up with a term that sounds pretty innocuous if it's not one that's already used. It's not going to mention loot boxes, but it'll mention that additional money can be spent or in some way, because the last thing that the game industry wants is the government talking about loot boxes.
But it's a really good distraction right now. Like, I can see the government like, what? You think this is a problem?
Oh, sure.
What about these loot boxes and games? That's a problem.
But the publishers...
And then they get to dominate the news cycle.
Yeah, but the publishers won't let it get to that, because the publishers... It's too important. It's too much. There's too much money at stake here. They don't want anything to stand in the way of in-game purchases.
Really, I would like it to be on the boxes where I could look at it and go, oh, okay, this game's going to have these. Let me go look up and see what that entails for this game.
It's not unreasonable. It should be there already. As you say, it's already on app stores online. So why not just put it on the box? You know, this way the ESRB looks like they're doing something. It gets the... At least it gets this one. The problem is, this is just one senator. So yeah, maybe it'll get this senator off their back. But I don't know. Maybe it'll do more than that. But yeah, at the very least, that's something that should be happening, regardless of whether a senator asked for it or not. What else we got here? Wombat. After all, this is your section, and my voice is very tired.
What else we got here? We got...
What were you just looking at?
I was looking.
Tell the people.
I was looking at nothing. My computer just beeped, that's all. PUBG sold 30 million copies on PC, but fewer people are playing PUBG.
That's a lot of do-re-mi right there.
It is a lot. So who cares if people aren't playing it anymore? They got their money.
Right, exactly. Holy moly.
Good for them.
That's almost $1 billion right there.
Yep, they're a very successful game.
Just from a $30 game.
For something that's a shell of a game.
On PC now, it's pretty solid. On Xbox, it's still a very rough ride.
Yeah. Let's talk about something more interesting.
Yeah. At Low Tier Science writes in and says, the turtles are now live on Injustice 2, and he wonders if Wombat has tried them. Leonardo seems to be the best one of the four for competitive play.
I also prefer Leonardo. I have played
competitively
with my turtles. Competitively, no. I have played with the turtles, and I have played all. Got to try out all four turtles, and it's really cool. They did a really good job, putting this together. You do get all four turtles for the price of one, I guess. Although it does cost more than any other single character, so I guess not. But yeah,
let's not get excited about the value.
Yeah, but they did a good job of making them each different. You know, most of the moves are the same for all four turtles. I'd say probably like 90%.
That seems fair.
That's probably true to real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they each have like a couple of different like special things. Like Michelangelo does a thing with a skateboard, and Leonardo does. He can actually call other turtles to do like a quick assist move. And Donatello throws like a mine down on the ground. So they, you know, they all have things that are unique to them. Raphael's is dumb. It's like a charge move thing. It's stupid. So they all have their own thing. There's lots of cool gear. Like the gear is that I watched the live Twitch stream where they showed what a lot of the gear is going to look like. And I kind of want to collect more of it because it's not just, you know, there have been so many variations of turtles and toys and stuff over time that they actually kind of threw some of that stuff in there.
Oh, wow.
It's cool. And, you know, it's the turtles. So
the design, I thought, was really good.
Yeah, they did a really good job with the look of the turtles. And, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles beating up Batman. What else do you need?
Right.
Seriously.
Do we have to spell it out for you?
Yeah. So if you ever wanted to see Leonardo fight Aquaman, here's your chance.
All right. So. I don't know. Did we answer this question from last week? I couldn't remember. And I remember that I wanted to talk about it at least for a minute.
I don't think we talked about this last week.
Okay. Maybe I did because I remember I cut the guy's name off. Well, okay. This guy, whoever, this mystery listener, asks, what current console user interface do you guys prefer? I think the Xbox interface is too complex and cluttered. The Switch is nice and simple, but it's also super basic. What is your favorite interface, Wombat?
I don't think any of them are particularly perfect. I mean, it's interesting because I've been playing, as we mentioned earlier, 105 hours of Ghost Recon. So I've been using my Xbox One, you know, the most. But, you know, your most recent games are usually just right there on that home screen. So it's kind of easy to, I find the that fairly.
The latest
easy.
Iteration is pretty good, right? Of the
yeah,
Xbox.
It seems pretty easy to me. I have no problem with the PS4 one. It's also, you know, similar in that sense.
And the Switch is similar in that sense as well. You named the one thing that is the same in all these interfaces.
It's just got the boxes right there of these are the things you want to play. And I'm like, all right, I'll do that. So I don't know. They're all fine, I guess, at this point.
I think I like the Xbox one the best by a little bit over the PS4. Only because of like how the settings are. In terms of, you know, like the video settings and audio settings.
Yeah, it has a lot of settings.
The PlayStation one seems like, yeah, it's just a lot of text. I don't know, like walls of text there. But it doesn't matter. It's all fine. It's nice that, you know, you buy a console now and the interface is always being made better. They don't rest on their laurels. There's a question about Nintendo from @smacdougal. He asks, aside from Amazon Best Buy pre-order discounts or buying used, what is the most effective way to buy first-party Nintendo games for more reasonable prices than MSRP?
Is there one?
There's not. The Best Buy or Amazon is going to be your best bet.
Didn't they throw in a $10 reward certificate at Best Buy with the latest Mario game?
They threw in a coin. I remember that.
I have my coin somewhere. I
feel like there was $10 in there.
I don't know if there was, but maybe. Other than that, you could just wait for like the buy two, get one free sales, that type of stuff. But
that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Unless you're going to play the long route and wait for them to go greatest hits or player's choice, I guess, in Nintendo.
It's a long wait.
It is.
Good luck. All right, let's move on. Here's a question about Microsoft from @ACSlice. He asks if we've tried the Sea of Thieves beta on PC. Good God, does that water look so freaking good. The last beta is coming up if you guys haven't jumped aboard yet. That's so funny because just like the other day, didn't I ask if we could, when we play together, can we all do pirate accents?
Yes.
It does look like a game that is kind of fun. I haven't
well,
tried
Well, we
it
all
either.
How many did you purchase any months of
get in on that half price at Game Pass.
I should have bought more. I don't know. Cuz I did the 14-day free trial and then I bought 3 months on top of that for $15. So I'm good through the end of May.
You should have just went the whole year.
I know. I was going to. You know, it's like you had to do it each 1 month at a time, and then I had to leave. And then I was like, oh, I got to get out of here, and that was it.
I'm very interested in Sea of Thieves. I don't know that if I'm going to even bother with the beta. Might as well just play it when it comes out.
Yeah, as you say, because it comes out soon, right? The end of March.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'll have at least 2 months if I want to keep it. So, oh, yeah. Whatever.
And it's. Not I think it's. Deal. I can play on PC, and you guys can play on Xbox. I think. So it should be pretty cool. Should be fun. We could stream it. Be a lot of fun. Blup 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 blup. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. At Pinball RJ writes in and asks, "What do you think Ubisoft's 2 announced AAA games are for this holiday?" What was that game that we played? There was like that pirate ship game. That's not coming out ever, right? Remember that thing? What was that?
Yeah. Piratey sounding game.
It was pirate ship. It was basically like the pirate ship battles from Assassin's Creed without like the fun part of being able to jump on the boats and kill the people because you're just controlling the boats, not the people. I can't remember what it was called.
It was called Skull and Bones.
Yes.
Maybe it's a Rayman game. Does everyone die?
Far Cry, I don't know.
No, Far Cry's coming out in March.
I have no guesses.
But they've already announced, like, these are unannounced, so it couldn't be Skull and Bones. That's announced.
Could be Rayman Forever. Finally, the Rayman game you've always wanted, with all the Rayman you can get.
I want a Rayman game.
But maybe it's Rayman Rabbids. Where Rayman and the Rabbids have to team up and do something platformy. By the way, I would play that game. Like I would buy that game.
Definitely drive slow on the driveway on Sunday.
Yeah. I would play Rayman Rabbids.
Definitely got to go to Kmart. 400 Oak Street.
I'm going to guess it's probably 2 Assassin's Creed games.
You think so? Assassin's Creed in some place I don't care about, and then Assassin's Creed in some place I don't care about?
Assassin's Creed in space.
Nah, then I can't do one so fast. I don't know. I have no guesses. I thought maybe Shipwreck and Wombat would have some idea.
It's Ubisoft, so it could be anything.
It could be the Division 2. It could be a new Ghost Recon something. It
could be Hawks.
It could be Rainbow Six Vegas remastered.
It's probably not Hawks.
It could be Hawks with an X.
No.
Yeah, with an X. Pretty sure it was spelled with an X.
I know, but I'm
pretty sure it was spelled with an X.
I believe that
it was spelled with an X. It was spelled with an X.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Sean White, he had a Ubisoft game, right?
Uh-huh. It was called Sean White's Out of Court Settlement.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dana Sheary writes in and asks, "What's your favorite Winter Olympic event?" Oh, that's a nice...
The luge.
The death sled, you mean?
Yep, that thing is awesome. We've been watching the downhill skiing, and where they're going like 65 miles per hour down a hill. That
it's
also is pretty
that,
ridiculous.
Isn't
like they, huh?
Isn't it faster than that? They're
I don't know. They show the speedometer.
Fast.
It said 65.
It
so
looks
that's
way
what
too
I'm,
fast. They shouldn't be
it
doing
does
that.
Look super fast. It's super fast looking. In it. Yeah, exactly. It's like, no one should do that.
Oh, good. Somebody broke their neck in a snowboard crash.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, this is... It's in the event that I said was going to be my favorite event, too, because...
Snowboarding?
The neck break?
It's that snowboard where they all go down the hill at the same time, where they're racing.
Oh. Death run?
Snowboard cross.
Wow. Yeah, that's scary. Super SX, yeah. They call it. Super SX is like...
Are you speaking English words?
SX. Super SX. Remember the game?
SSX?
Yeah, and then the song went Super SX. It's like a dope bomb.
That I do not remember.
Come on, it was a great song. I like hockey.
The race?
With a broken neck?
Yeah, I got up and finished.
How is that possible?
He waved fans as he crossed the finish line. Wow.
He must have been on some good drugs.
He also endured an elbow injury earlier in the run.
Sweet.
Did I mention like, that I'm tired?
He's like, hey, at least I don't hurt. My elbow doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh, exactly. Oh,
man, I hope he's all right.
Yes, of course. Me too. At Patrick Bishop wants us to guess who's going to make the next successful battle royale mode that cuts into
PUBG.
Don't
we answer this question like every week?
No. Who's going to be the who's going to be the successful one?
Okay.
That's what he's asking. Who's going to be the one that makes people stop playing PUBG? Well, Fortnite.
You mean
the next one.
Besides Fortnite, yeah.
Besides Fortnite, the next one. Oh, so he gives some examples. Rockstar, either GTA or Red Dead Redemption, or Ubisoft, Far Cry Ghost Recon, or EA Battlefield. Not Battlefield. Not Battlefield.
It's Red Dead Redemption.
It's probably Red Dead Redemption. But that's November, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long way. I feel like there's something could slide in there between now and November.
Story of my life.
I'm not sure. I feel like it's going to be Far Cry. I don't know. Let's wrap it up. How about that, Wombat?
Okay.
Let's first, I would like to give a quick shout out to one of our previous sponsors, Mission U. Mission U is an education for the 21st century. It's a one-year program that includes experience with real-world companies. At the end of the program, you'll walk away with a resume full of relevant experience. It even gives you a debt-free future. To learn more and earn $500 upon completion of the full-year program, go to missionu.com/CAG. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I think I'm off next week. So I think Ship and Wombat are going to be doing some great stuff. Right?
Yeah, Skyrim.
Skyrim. Wombat will be playing Skyrim on Twitch, and Shipwreck will be not vomiting.
I can't think of anything more boring than watching me play Skyrim on Twitch. Look, I'm in a menu.
Well, no.
Look at me juggle around my inventory in this menu.
But you're sort of next level Skyrim, so people might want to hear your insight because you're so familiar with the game.
A, I'm not that familiar anymore because I'm old and I forget things.
Right.
And B, it would just be boring to watch me in a menu. I can't imagine anymore.
And C, you suck at games.
And C, me suck at games.
Right. And D, you're trash from the trash can.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Trash from the trash. You know that kid is probably like 30 now.
He's probably going to run for Congress soon, and we're going to pull out that Xbox.
No, he
Live.
Probably already is in Congress.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for all your support for the raffle and all that stuff. And we'll see you next week. Not next week. The week after next week.
Bread's done anyway.
Tricked you.
Diving into his fifth pie, Lardass began to imagine that he wasn't eating pies. He pretended he was eating cow flops and rat guts and blueberry sauce. Slowly, a sound started to build in Lardass' stomach. A strange and scary sound, like a log truck coming at you at 100 miles an hour. Suddenly, Lardass opened his mouth. And before Bill Travis knew it, he was covered with five pies worth of used blueberries. The women in the audience screamed. Boss man Bob Cormier took one look at Bill Travis and barfed on Principal Wiggins. Principal Wiggins barfed on a lumberjack that was sitting next to him. Mayor Grundy barfed on his wife's tits. But when the smell hit the crowd, that's when Lardass' plan really started to work.
Girlfriends barfed on boyfriends. Kids barfed on their parents. A fat lady barfed in her purse. The Donnelly twins barfed on each other. And the women's auxiliary barfed all over the benevolent order of antelopes.
And Lardass just sat back and...